Hello, good evening, and welcome to another episode of The Evening Almanac with comedian Jamie Jackson. Hello, how are you doing? It's actually the morning. The entire title is a ruse at the moment because I keep on forgetting to do the pods. But that's because I didn't take the dogs out for a walk yesterday, and so my whole routine got fucked up. Anyway, I was just watching The Liver King on, Instagram. Watch this guy. Go find him. He's funny. He's a massive buffed guy, clearly on the old roids, but he believes in ancestral living. I'm quite into this whole ancestral living thing, which is basically you live like cavemen used to live, but obviously with all of the luxuries of medicine and like good housing and things. But you try and stay away from things like Wi-Fi. I don't know whether I can be arsed with that one, but I probably do agree with it. Wi-Fi, I can't imagine it doing you a lot of good. Do I sound tinfoil hat immediately? Yes. Also, eating meat. Humans have eaten meat for over 2 million years. I don't like the morality of eating meat, but I do like the fact that it keeps you strong and healthy. Like, admittedly, don't eat a fucking shit sausage from Aldi. That's not how your ancestors ate. But what they killed a fucking buffalo and ate that, though, didn't they? And organ meat. I don't know whether I can do that either, but basically, I agree with what he's saying, but I don't do any of it. But one of the things he said, he's a like a giant, looks like a barbarian type of guy, is how can you call yourself a man if you can't like lift someone else's body weight or lift your own body weight or anything like that? And it got me thinking that these guys, and there's a lot of them, and I'm not being judgmental, but excuse me whilst I be completely judgmental. But this is a thought process, right? This is, you know, I'm posing something theoretically here. The blokes who don't work out at all, are they doing the right, like, not only are they being shit with their own health, but are they being irresponsible? Because as a man, you have to be the protector and the provider. I look, I know it sounds shit. I know, like, in 2022, like, this could seem like a controversial comment, but if a fucking bloke breaks into the house, who's gonna face them? Are you gonna get your kid or your wife to face them? No, it's gonna be you, isn't it? If there's danger in the house and you've got to get people out, what happens if you're too weak to carry people down the stairs or help people out? Like, it just made me think, this Liver King comment, like, he's normally quite funny, but it really got me thinking, maybe as a bloke, it's your responsibility to be strong and fit and capable, because that is your role. Whether we like it or not, that is your fucking role. I don't like it. I wish it was something different. Why is it when there's a fire or a boat sinking, and I know Bill Burr's talked about this, but it's women and children first. But it's assumed that they're the weaker ones. That's why. So if you're one of these guys who's just totally out of shape and can't work out, like, are you just fucking yourself up as well as basically being a liability for other people? I don't know. Maybe. Also, there's something I find a bit repulsive. Here comes the judgment about people who don't work out at all. They don't do any exercise at all. And it's like you've been given this fucking body, blessed with it, and you don't want to see what it can do. You don't want to use it. You don't want to keep it in shape. It's like someone giving you a Ferrari and then you just letting it rust and never running it, and the engine seizes up. And it, do you know what I mean? It's like, fuck you. This is a gift. This is a gift. Also, the absolute joy that exercise brings in terms of dopamine and mental health is undeniable. So you've got your responsibility issue of it. You've got your mental health issue of it. You've got your physical health issue of it. And also, it's about appreciating what you've got. You're not going to be able to always use your body. So if you're listening to this and you're in your 30s or your 40s and you're not working out, I'm not being judgmental as in, oh, you're a sack of shit. It's just, use it before you lose it. And the less you use it, the quicker you're going to lose it. it just makes most of my mates, almost all of my mates, don't do any exercise at all. I've got two or three uni mates who do exercise. Yeah. And then other than that, pretty much every other mate I have, and I can think of like 15 odd people, 20 odd people, mates and acquaintances I've had for years and years, none of them work out at all. Not a single jot. And it's crap. Like I said before, I work out a lot. I'm not, don't get me wrong, you wouldn't look at me and go, wow, that guy's in great shape. And also my health is up and down. So I'm, you know, who am I to talk about it with authority? It's just, this is what I'm talking about. The thought experiment of, it's your responsibility to be in shape. Is it not? Am I going mad? Also, just, there's something slightly repulsive about a guy who's lazy and doesn't do anything. Like a bloke who doesn't work. Like, I'm not saying, like, I'm not one of these people who's like, you must have an office job. And that's the definition of life. It's more, effort is attractive, isn't it? To everybody. Not just sexually, to everybody. Effort is attractive. That's why, as a society, we point at sports people who excel and go, look at these people. And I cannot even begin to explain to you the euphoria I felt after doing that nuclear race. Basically, I've done one nuclear race and now I think I'm some kind of fucking Spartan warrior lecturing other people about how to live. But really, if you're not working out and you're a bloke, maybe start. It's not... There was an article. There was a fucking article a while ago, and you can look this up, saying that working out promotes toxic masculinity and men shouldn't work out. Fuck this fucking world. And it's bullshit. See you on the next pod.